The Milwaukee Bucks prepare to host another NBA playoff game tonight. Fans of the team are finding lots of reasons for optimism. Some of the younger players have driven up excitement, and the new Bucks owners want to build a new arena to showcase that team.
Based on comments from government leaders, an arena deal might be announced any day now. And we want to hear what you think. Should the state help fund the Bucks Stadium project? And if so, how much help should taxpayers give? You can call right now at 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll take your calls after a look at the latest news on the arena negotiations from WPR's Sean Johnson.
At the Bucks' first home playoff game last week, Bucks fan Nick Williams is excited about the prospect of a new arena. The Madison resident and Milwaukee native thinks the state ought to pay for it.
I mean, this is something tangible we can see, something that will help the community, create jobs, so I think I'm all for it. I like it.
Bucks fan Jim Smith likes the idea of a new arena, too. But the Waukesha County resident says the state's already offering enough money for an arena.
The state's ready, ready and willing, and I think they're just waiting for the city and the county to step up to the plate, contribute a little bit more.
Conspicuously absent from those comments and from most of the political debate over the Bucks is any suggestion that the team's owners should pay more. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman represents the district where the Bucks arena would be built.
It's really kind of breathtaking because there's just an assumption out there that, well, of course we have to pay 50% of this cost. That's just an assumption. And I wonder, why is that assumed?
While the details of the arena deal are still being negotiated, here's what was being discussed. The new Bucks owners, two of whom made Forbes' list of the wealthiest Americans, would pay a total of $150 million. Former owner Herb Cole would pay $100 million of his own. That would leave the state of Wisconsin, the city of Milwaukee, and Milwaukee County on the hook for $250 million. They could try banding together to demand more from the owners, but Bauman says he's confident the strategy would fail and the Bucks would leave town.
We're in an industry that can demand public subsidies if you, the public, want to retain this franchise. Others are willing to offer us public incentives to move. We'll take them. We really can legally extort money from you. It's a question of whether you want to be extorted or not.
Bauman says there's only so much the city can contribute, and state legislators say their constituents are wary of spending state money on the Bucks. Spring Green Republican Senator Howard Markline says there's no push for it in his district.
People are quite ambivalent on the whole issue, and I don't think they want any taxpayer money going to support a stadium.
Backers of the new Bucks Arena say the project is worthy of public dollars because it would boost the state's economy. University of Maryland economics professor Dennis Coates, who studies the economic effects of sports teams, says that's contrary to what research shows.
You can't legislate this. Either it does or it doesn't, and there's evidence on this.
Coates says there is a public benefit to the Bucks if the team makes people happy.
The difficulty with it is that because we have such a difficult time putting a value to that happiness, that improvement in the quality of life, we don't know if we're getting a good deal or getting a bad deal.
Coach says the contribution Bucks owners have pledged toward this arena is actually larger than in other cities. He also says the threat to leave without a public subsidy is likely very real. When it comes to negotiating sports arenas, Coach says owners have a captive audience, and they know it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now you can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How do you think the new arena should be funded? How much should government put in? The state, the county, the city? Would a funding plan you're not a fan of make you think differently about leaders who committed to it, the governor, the mayor, others? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're going to go first to Aaron joining us in Superior. Hi, Aaron.
Hi there. My comment is that I'd be interested to see an economic impact analysis of this. I think sports stadiums are really notorious for over-promising and under-delivering. It's really an inefficient and ineffective use of state funds. You know, there's really a very small subset of the state and a small subset of Milwaukee that would actually benefit from this. You know, the jobs created will be short-term. The long-term jobs they do create will be service sector, low paying. So I think, especially in a city like Milwaukee with so many problems, there are a lot more effective places to invest public funds.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts, Aaron.
You can join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page where Jennifer says perhaps the state should focus on the important issues such as elder care, how cutting family care and home care programs will affect the state's population, let basketball fans build a stadium, and let the state build a healthy population. Jennifer, thanks for sharing your thoughts there.
We go next to Adam joining us in Winona, Minnesota. Adam, hi.
Hi. I think it's a very interesting fact. You're basically putting the question of, we have money, and what are we putting it towards? And it seems like people are more focused on sports than other issues such as healthcare and education.
So you'd like to see this any funding that was raised directed elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I think our priorities are completely skewed.
All right, Adam, thank you so much for your thoughts.
We'll go next to Mary Jo with us in Milwaukee. Mary Jo, hi.
Hi. Well, I think we should go either one way or the other. Either it's privatized and whatever private company pays to build it keeps the profits, or it should be publicly owned and we all get free tickets.
Except for the free tickets, something along the lines of the Packers, you're thinking?
Well, I guess. You know, I think that why should we taxpayers subsidize something that, you know, I'm with the last caller. I don't see the big benefit that we're getting out of it. It makes a few low-paying jobs. But, I'd say let's try privatizing it for 5 years. And if they don't want to build it, it's obvious that because they're not going to make a profit, so why should we subsidize it?
Mary Jo, thanks for the call. You can keep sharing your thoughts on how to pay for a Bucks Arena, whether public funding should be involved, over at the Central Time Facebook page.